Many people who live with chronic fatigue syndrome describe it like living with a disability, but it isn't classified as a disability in New Zealand, so financial support is very tricky to get. A petition to reclassify ME, or chronic fatigue syndrome, is being read today in Parliament. To talk about this further, Emeritus Professor Warren Tate of the Department of Biochemistry at the University of Otago is online. Kia ora, Warren.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Very nice to talk to you today. Normally I'm in my garden on a Saturday afternoon listening to your very enjoyable Music 101, so it's great for me to be here face-to-face today, as it were.
Oh, well, Warren, it's a treat for me because I feel like over the last couple of years I've heard more and more people that I know or know people that I know that are suffering with chronic fatigue syndrome. Can you tell me a little bit what it is? It's often called ME. What's ME?
So ME stands for myalgic encephalomyelitis, and that name came from an outbreak of a viral illness in London in 1955, where a whole lot of people came down with a debilitating illness, and some of them, after the viral illness had gone away, developed a post-viral syndrome, post-viral fatigue syndrome, and it was given the name ME. Mm. And then in the United States, there was an outbreak in Incline Village in 1984, and that was a village of about 900 people, and half the village, you know, queued up at the two GPs with severe fatigue. And so the name for that was given chronic fatigue syndrome. And it was only about 2016, 2017 that internationally it was agreed that these post-viral fatigue illnesses collectively should be called ME-CFS, that is with the American name as well as the British name, and so that's where we get that from. Mm. So it's a serious debilitating illness that develops after a viral illness, and of course today we have long COVID, and long COVID, if there hadn't have been so many COVID infections around the world, it would have been classified within the ME-CFS, but it's been given its own name because there's so many people affected by it now.
Yeah, it's estimated that up to 45,000 people in New Zealand are affected by ME. That's a lot of people, isn't it?
Yes. So that comes from really almost a drip feed because, for example, people who get glandular fever, there's probably about 1 in 10 to 1 in 20 of those will go on to develop ME. And because it's an ongoing, lifelong disease, you know, even though every day there might be a few people added to the number, those people stay on for their lifetime, and so the numbers build up. And that's how we've kind of built up this up to 45,000 people.
And are you expecting it to grow more after COVID?
Well, you know, at the moment, conservatively, it's estimated that maybe 10% of people with COVID will develop long COVID. So we've had half the population now, you know, estimated to be affected by COVID, and that means we would expect 200,000 plus people with long COVID. That's the burden that could occur. You know, the numbers are still very fluid, but on international best data, they're talking about 10 to 25%. So I'm just using the 10% figure.
Yeah. Now, people who have ME, they can apply for a sickness benefit. But the Ministry of Health came out a few weeks ago saying they aren't looking to reclassify it as a disability. How did it feel hearing that?
Well, it's really disappointing because what happens was the money for chronic illnesses is with each DHB. And there's very uneven distribution to the needy people, you know, across the country. So there's a lot of inequity there. Mm. And certainly ME people who have had a sickness benefit, and I've got personal experience of this and other people have told me, you know, they, from time to time, they've been asked to see a designated doctor. They have a 7-minute consultation, and some of them, having had ME for up to 20 years and been homebound and, you know, suffering debilitating symptoms daily, have been classified as fit to work full-time, and so they've lost their benefit. So it's been very difficult for people with ME to access social services, financial help under this kind of system, you know, and there are a lot of complicated hurdles to overcome for them. And these are very sick people, you know, they're not really in a state of health where they can, you know, easily negotiate. It's hard enough for us, you know, when we're well to be able to do this sometimes to get appropriate social services.
Of course. So after it's read in Parliament today, it goes to a select committee for consideration, then a decision will be made. What do you want to see happen in this phase?
Okay, so as I understand it, I mean, the New Zealand Disease Association, ANZAMES, has been asked to put, a submission by October the 7th to the select committee. It's not clear whether people will be called to move to go in front of it and give oral presentations. You know, for me, this is an appropriate time with long COVID coming for there to be a complete rationalisation of these post-viral illnesses, of which, of course, ME is the model system now. And giving it disability status means that ME people who are severely debilitated from the day that the illness comes on, it's not like a chronic illness, say, like diabetes, where, you know, people can work and they can generally interact with their communities over a period of their illness, even though it's a serious illness. But with ME, they're knocked down, you know, initially. The acute phase can last for several years. They're generally homebound or even bedbound, and only a quarter of those stay in that state, whereas three quarters will have a very fragile life interacting with the community with frequent relapses. So this is disability. This is not just a simple chronic illness. And so to enable them to have access to care, you know, home help when they need it, to financial support when they need it, maybe housing, counselling services. I mean, this will be a huge benefit for them. And as I say, the oncoming long COVID group will need these as well. So, you know, it's an appropriate time for us to rationalise all of this, I think.
Yes. Professor Warren Tait, thank you so much for all your hard work. And also, I want to send any love to anyone out listening today who have chronic fatigue syndrome. Yes, as I mentioned, a couple of friends of mine have recently been involved, or, you know, I've got to learn about it more, and it just seems so debilitating. That was Professor Warren Tait of the Department of Biochemistry at the Otago University.